Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Again, I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. But first, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Testing, testing. Okay, we live, we live. Once again, another crazy Friday. I'm running around, been in the house for hours. Right before the show, I'm on the phone with my sister after I got out the shower. I'm thinking it's 7:35, but she told me it's 7:55. So that gave me 5 minutes to turn on all my keyboards and the computers and grab my hot tea and get my shot glass and my ashtray and my black and mild, my peace pipe, my cell phones, grab my fan because it's hot, no AC in the studio room, and my cat is looking at me like I'm crazy. How's everybody doing out there tonight? I have to post something on Facebook, so just give me one quick second while I do this. But everybody, while I do this, I'll talk to everybody a little bit about the show tonight, about the how this show operates. If you're on the phone lines, you have to press 1 to go live. If you want the link, you only can listen on a link. But if you have a landline at your house you can call in from, I know some people are having trouble calling in, and I apologize for that. I really don't know what it is, but I guess I really don't have no idea what it is. I know they're telling some people to pay a penny a minute, penny a minute or something for certain phone companies, and it's hurting my listening numbers. But for the ones who can call in, God bless you. And I appreciate that, because you know what I always say. You could be anywhere, but you're here with me. I have to play one quick short song, because I got to post the links on Facebook. So everybody bear with me. Don't go nowhere. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You're listening to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. We got a hell of a show to you tonight, for you tonight. Excuse me. We got some great topics. The topics were sent in by people, and I have so many topics for the next couple of weeks that we're going to be using, but I thought these four would be the best for tonight. It just started raining outside, so shit, there's nothing else better to do but be here listening to the podcast. You know, we getting ready to have 2 hours of fun. You know, participate. Press one, you know. Press one. If you press one, then I know you want to speak. You know, help me out a little bit. Help me with these topics. We got some great topics tonight. What we going to do, I'm going to go to one more quick song real fast. I got to post these links on Facebook and Instagram, on my social media outlets real fast, because the people who can't call in, I know they're looking for the links. And so what we're going to do, stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. We got a hell of a show. You know what I mean? I'm the host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, Mr. F. Love, the relationship guru, and I got a hell of a show in store for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short song.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, hoes with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. All right, I got everything under control now. I swear I need an assistant. How's everybody doing tonight? I see all the numbers. The phone lines are crowded. That's just the way I like it, because you know what I always say. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me tonight. And we got a hell of a show tonight. We got some serious topics, too. For one of the topics is, can a broke man keep a woman happy? A lot of people had a lot to say about that. I want to hear what people have to say tonight. The second topic was, should a woman have a job to receive child support? Now let me kind of break this down a little bit, because it sounds kind of confusing. I know a lot of people probably saying if she had a job, she might not need child support. But I'm talking about the females that just sit home and have babies after babies after babies, or maybe even one baby, and her main objective in life is to get a check from her baby father. Now, I'm a man, so I'm going to try to stay biased on this, because I paid a lot of child support in my life. I got 8 kids. My oldest son is 41. My youngest daughter is 20 years old. I actually got 2 daughters that's 20. They be the same age for 6 months. So, I mean, you know, it don't take a scientist to figure out that I had both of their mothers pregnant at the same time. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, that my youngest is 20. So in that 20-year span, I paid a shitload of child support. I've been arrested for child support. I had my license suspended. What else have happened to me? Oh, I have had money taken out the bank. I've been through it. So, but not as a deadbeat dad, as somebody who tried their best and did their best. Because sometimes you just don't have it. But I guess you can't really say that. I guess you gotta always have it. But wouldn't it help to have a woman who would say that, you know, I'ma hold myself down, or let's do this together, instead of always running to, you know, I'm not going to say to the white man, I'll say to the court systems. You know, but I might be wrong. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not a woman. You know, I'm not a woman. I don't know how I feel to be a baby mother and have a baby father who don't want to pay child support. I'm not a woman who got babies and don't know who the baby father is. I'm not a woman that got a baby father who is married and got other kids. I'm not a woman who got a baby father who might have a good-ass job but only want to give you a couple of dollars, or a woman that got a baby father who's taking care of some other kids but don't want to take care of their kids. See, I can't get wrapped up in all that. I only could talk from my experience. But anyway, baby mothers, should they have a job in order to receive child support? The third topic of the night, and we're going to try to stay on these topics specifically. We could move in different directions, because that's what I'll allow us to do, but we're going to try to basically deal with these topics, because people send these topics in and they want to hear me discuss them. The third topic is, are sex toys replacing men? Yes, I said it. The egg, the bullet, the rose. Somebody brought that to my attention tonight. They sent me a inbox of a rose That little thing scared me. It was a rose, and I think it's something in the middle of it, like when you see a flower growing out the ground with something in the middle, and that thing was moving so fast, like, shit. And you put that on somebody. A woman put that on her vagina. Shit. Miracles might happen. I tell you one thing, a man's tongue ain't going to be able to compete with that thing. The rose. Look it up. Google it. That thing is no joke. And last but not least, the fourth topic is, do side chicks deserve holidays? Now, we got to think about this one. Somebody inboxed me and said, hell yeah, a female said, hell yeah, they deserve holidays because they the ones that more than likely doing all the work and keeping the wife happy at home because they doing all the work on the side. So you're damn right, we deserve some holidays too. Now, I want to know what people feel about that. Do side chicks, do they deserve holidays? Or do they deserve just to be hidden in the dark in the bedroom? I mean, once again, at this time, I can only say but so much about that. I could tell you this. Me personally, I have had mistresses and side chicks and stuff like that. And I always tried to treat them, you know, just as good as I treated whoever was number one in my younger days. I took them out to the movies, the Broadway plays, dinner, concerts. I felt that was only right to do. You can't just hide behind a comforter and a pillow all the time, you know. I mean, I guess you could if that's what you want to do, but it's not fair. It's not right. Well, anyway, those are the four topics for the day. And once again, don't forget, if you're on the line, I got a lot of shit to do tonight. And I'm sober. I'm so sober that I can't even believe it. I'm at a 4-shot minimum for my show. I haven't even had one. I'm at a 4-shot minimum. Every time I take a shot, I let everybody know I'm drinking Tito's tonight. I'm not going fishing in the morning. So usually I'm going fishing with a hangover with my nephew and my brother, but I'm not going fishing tomorrow. So I might do 5 shots tonight. I don't know. I might do 5 shots. And I might. Nah, I'll leave. I'll talk about that later. Let me take this first shot, everybody. Cheers. That went down all right. So what's going on? Can a broke man keep a woman happy? I want everybody to pay attention to me closely. We got new people that's calling in on the line. They text me and let me know they was here, so I'm going to try to do the best I could do tonight. But press 1, you know what I mean? Let me know you out there and tell, you know, you want to give a shout-out just to say you're a first-time listener or anything, or you want to give me your opinion or your feedback on one of the topics. Don't be shy. The links are out there, so the people that's on the line, I know you out there, you're listening on the links. We're going to try to keep this show going. Oh, in a few minutes, I'm running a little bit. What time is it? 8. Okay. In a few minutes, we got my sister coming back. I don't know what she's going to talk about tonight, but for the previous 2 weeks, she has did a hell of a good job. So I'm sure she got something good to talk about tonight. Proud of her for that. Can a broke man keep a woman happy? That's what I really want to know. Okay, we got some people pressing 1. Just bear with me 1 second. Can a broke man, I'm going to say it again, can a broke man keep a woman happy? I don't know if you can make a woman happy. Can you make a woman happy? Can you? How many people heard of the, how many people out there heard of the new husband store in New York? No lie. How many people out there heard of the, it's a husband store in New York City? I'll give you the address if you want to. Inbox me for the address. I'll give you the address. It's a husband store. It was brought to my attention a couple of weeks ago. Now, in this store, they have six floors. Yeah, for real. Now, when you go in this store, ladies, on the first floor, first of all, let me tell you now about this store, the husband store. You could go up to each floor one at a time, but you can't come back down if they take something off the floor that you passed up. And you only could take one man. Like, remember, you can go up, but you can't go down. And you only could visit each floor one time. Now, on the first floor of the husband store, it's men up on the first floor, and it's a sign to say, these men have jobs. Now, the lady that told me about it, she went to the first floor and it said, the first floor said, these men have jobs. She wasn't happy. So she went to the second floor. Now, on the second floor, as soon as the elevator opened, it was a big sign. She seen a bunch of men. It said, these men have jobs and love kids. Oh, shit. Can you believe she told me? She said no, she went to the third floor. As soon as the elevator opened, the third floor was there. She seen a big sign that said, she seen a bunch of men. It said, these men have jobs, love kids, and are good looking. Shit, she was where she wanted to be, I thought. No, she wasn't. She went to the fourth floor. Fourth floor, elevator open, big-ass sign, said these men have jobs, look good, love kids, and do damn housework. Now, come on. Have jobs, look good, good looking, and do housework? Nope. Guess what happened? She wanted to go to the fifth floor. Now, when she got to the fifth floor, the elevator opened up. Bunch of men there. Big-ass damn sign. Said, these men have jobs, kids, look good, do clean house, and have a strong romantic and long-lasting sex drive. Now, come on, ladies. What would you do? A job, look good, love kids, good looking, clean the house, and could go long in the bedroom? Nope. She wasn't happy. She went to the sixth floor. The last she wanted, she just had to go to the last floor. She pressed the button, sixth floor. She went to the floor, the elevator opened, and it said, you are number 31,247 lady to come to the sixth floor. And you know what the sign said up there? The sign up there said, you can never satisfy a woman. Oh, man, come on now. Oh, man, how y'all like that one? So the moral of the story is, take what you got. She went all the way. She passed all those floors to get to the sixth floor. And at the sixth floor, it said, a big sign said, you can never satisfy a woman. True story. And a life lesson for ladies. Okay, right now we're going to go to the phone line. I thought that was cute. I hope y'all do too. You know I like to have a little fun. Let's go to the phone lines. 6218, you live.
Yes, Sheila here.
Sheila, how you doing, Sheila?
I'm doing all right. Can't complain. Coming home from work.
Oh, okay. All right. Where you calling from?
North New Jersey.
North New Brick City.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, Brick City. Are you a first-time listener?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I am.
Okay. Are you one of them ladies that's going to the sixth floor?
No.
Okay.
And I'll tell you
why.
If we always get one, we always think something's out there better than what we got. And if you cultivate
right.
what you got, you will make that better. That's just me.
Right. That's true.
I mean, I was raised a certain way, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm a little older, so I don't know.
You're a little older. Well, I don't ask women their age, but I ask them, I always say, what you, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60?
Between 45, oh, hell, I'm straight up honest, I'm 51 years old.
51?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good age. That's a damn good age.
I got one child.
You got one,
one
what?
One kid. I got
one
kid, one child. And I am single by choice.
Oh, wow. By choice.
Because I know right now with what I got going on in my life, I don't have what it takes to build a relationship. So I'm going to be honest. So I'd rather have an arrangement, rather.
Oh, you sound like me.
Those get
you sound like me. I don't like, at my age I'm at now, I'm between 50 and 60, closer to 60. But I don't put labels on stuff anymore. Two times married, two times divorced. I don't put labels on, like, relation, like, I'm my wife, my woman. I want agreements. You agree to do this, I agree to do that. I agree to do this, you agree to do that. That's where I'm at right now in my life.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a contract. You just don't, excuse my French, F up the contract. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love you between 12:01 a.m. and 5:59 a.m. I love you to death, 6 o'clock. You can go about your business. You can see me in the street. You ain't got to speak. I prefer it that way, and it is what it is. But we both got our cards on the table. It ain't no BS with it. Now, usually, somebody fucks the contract up. Where you going? What you doing? Then you don't fuck the contract up.
Hey, amen. You wanna try one of my topics since you are a first time caller?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I wanna a couple of them actually, especially the one about a side chick. Do she deserve a holiday?
You got
start
the floor.
There.
You got the floor.
No,
Sheila.
No, she don't.
Side chicks.
Play
side
your
chicks
position.
Don't deserve holidays.
No, play your position. You know what you are. Stop trying to make a wifey move and play your position. It is what it is. He take care of certain things in your household. You take care of him. That's the arrangement. Stop trying to be wifey. Stop trying to cultivate something more than what it is. Put your cards on the table. If you let this man know, listen, it's this, that, this, and this. You know, I don't want to wash your drawers when you're sick. I don't want to give you chicken noodle soup. You know, I don't give a fuck. Take your ass home. It is what it is. Come by and see me when you feel better. But, oh, I want you to do this. I want a holiday. Come on, ladies. You a side chick. Hello. We clear on this?
I don't know how many fans you're going to get with that one. I don't know how many fans you're going to get with that one.
Hey.
The ladies might want to come for you. The ladies might want to come for you.
But that's the truth. I mean, why? Just ask me this. If you're a side chick and you start wanting holidays, where are you going with that? Now you're trying to move up into a position you were never hired for. Why?
Mm. You're right.
If you were never hired for that position, then why are you trying to move up into that position? Because now what it is you starting to let emotions and stuff get into it, and now you want to start wanting him to yourself. Hello, you fucked the contract up.
Ooh.
If you're a side chick, that's your position. No more, no less. Yeah, you might get a once in a blue moon, let's step out. Is it cool? Make sure ain't nobody seeing you first and foremost. Come on now. But, you know, you can't have those once in a moon type of situations. But it is what it is. Now you're trying to, I want a holiday. Now you're going to be, I want every other Saturday. Then now you're trying to become wifey. That's not what you was hired for. But if you was honest.
I want to ask you something respectfully.
Okay.
Have you ever been a side chick?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, hey, you honest. That's the name of my show, Keeping It Real. So you cool with me.
You and I cool did fuck me. The contract up. I did mess it up.
You played your position.
See, then it also swing the other way where old dude think that, oh, because you his side chick, that he owns that it's on lock. You know what I'm saying? Come on, dude. You know what this is. You go home and have fun with your wife all the time. What, I'm supposed to sit here with my legs closed waiting for you to call? Come on now. You know what this is. Why everybody get, like, amnesia of where you going, what you doing, when you coming back? Oh, you done fucked up. You ask the questions like you trying to check me, like you trying to be my man. Those are questions that a man in the relationship should be asking. Not just
hey,
something.
I like you, Sheila. You
see,
keep,
we,
you keep
as
it
ladies,
real.
We want it all, and I get it. I was there too. We want it all. We want this and that, but you can't have it all. It's either one way or the other. And I think that's a lot of times we take what he's giving us or that attention, that money, whatever the case may be, a little bit of both. I mean, let's be honest. Okay? And then we think that, wow, we got this, so everything else must be great too. And it's not.
Amen.
So, I mean, take your peace. Be happy. You ain't washing them drawers. You ain't feeding him chicken noodle soup when he's sick. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's like you getting the good stuff and let him take that home.
Wow.
Why you want to compete with somebody that now you want them laid up in your bed all night? Shit, oh, I need some soup with her. I ain't signed up for this. You got to go.
And you single right now, right?
By choice, yes.
So are you looking,
and
so by choice, what?
Because I have met someone, and see, this is what I don't understand. I told brother in the beginning, look, this is what I'm looking for, this, that, that, this, that, this. Put my cards on the table. No, he wanted something else. I was like, okay, I'm not in this position right now. But he played his position very well. I got to say, I took hats off to brother, okay? And played the love card. Okay. I ain't going to lie. Girl was open at that time. Hit me out the blue with that. Okay, it is what it is. And then you turn around and do exactly what the fuck I was offering you in the beginning. I don't understand that. You could have a girl and everything else. Why you going to come at with me, play the love card, get everything situated here, then go do what I said you could do in the beginning? That's the one question I would like to ask you. Why? I gave you the opportunity to do exactly what you're doing right now. What was the reason for that?
You a live wire. Sheila. Hey, Sheila, don't go nowhere, okay? Stay with me, okay?
No problem.
All right, stay with me. Stay with me. Uh, 0192, you live.
Zero one what?
0192.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, hello, Jayshon. This is Tracy. How are you?
Hey, Tracy, what's good? How you doing?
You was talking to my best friend, Sheila.
Oh, okay. yeah, she's still on the line. You warned me. You warned me about her.
I told you. I told you she's a live wire, but she taught me some things. And she's younger than me, Jayshon. Okay?
She what?
I was brought up a certain way. You know how I was brought up because I lived down the street from you, and I was protected and shielded, but it didn't work. I did what I wanted to do. But with relationships, I had a problem with because everybody in my family was married. So if they had side chicks, I never seen that shit. So I never accepted that type of relationship from anybody. I never participated knowingly. So I don't have too much to say about that.
Hey, Tracy, you grew up right down the street from me on 31st Street. You was a
I
good
sure
girl.
Did.
Let me tell you, Tracy, I grew up right down the street from Tracy, like almost, not even a whole block.
Nope.
What was your house number, Tracy?
463.
I was 411. But,
nice. Yeah, but you have to see, like,
I was up the street, but Tracy, this how I remember you. I remember you like fine, of course. You was good looking, but
never knew that.
But you was the person that, if I was to say, I would say that, you know, Tracy done went to college and she's probably a lawyer or something like that. A lawyer
nope.
or something like, you know what I mean?
Wrong. Didn't happen that way. I took the long way around. I took some roads that was not supposed to be expected of me, but I took them any damn way with the lumps and the bumps. I had to learn. I kept hitting my head up against that damn brick wall. And guess what? I met Sheila as I was coming out. Okay?
But that's okay. That's okay. You've been to the school of a hard knock. You know what
damn
I mean?
Skippy
it's
I was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But
you
would have
I
never
mean?
Thought
and,
that of me. But I never knew why people put so much pressure on me. I did what I wanted to do. I was an only child, and I wanted to see the world from whatever direction I wanted to, and I chose the wrong path. But you know what? I can put it this way. I'm not sorry for nothing I did because it made me who I am today. I'm a loving person, and I see things with open eyes, not with rose-colored glasses. So I'm good.
You're good.
Represent.
No matter what you've been through, Tracy. You know what? I see you on Facebook and everything. You look good. You know what I'm saying? I feel your intelligence. And you still Tracy from down the street. You know what I'm saying? You a friend to the show. You know, because when like back when we was young, like we moved in different circles, but we still knew each other. Like you know what I mean?
Right.
Like 31st was 31st. The Redmonds, the Clyburns, the Jacksons, Ollie and them, the Spanish people across the street.
Yep, Hernandez.
Hernandez, the Browns,
yep.
Phillips, the Shepherdson.
Right.
Like we all with family on that block, no matter what.
Yep.
So even if you was a little bit, you know, I don't know, bougie.
Not a little
whatever.
Bit, a lot of it, but I'm good.
Even though if you was bougie, there was nothing but love. You know what I'm saying? If we,
I
like,
wasn't
it's
bougie.
Like
I just didn't
like,
know
you,
no better. I just didn't
almost
know no
like,
better
you know, when you come from the neighborhood we came in, we root for each other. Like, we root for Craig Redman to make it as a drummer.
Right.
We root for, like, somebody like the Feathersons to make it in football, or you know,
right.
we that's how we was,
right? Right.
And then you listening to my show, like, that really, really, really touched me and make me feel good. You know what I mean? And
not a problem. I wanted to be in last week, but I couldn't. I was tired. I had to work. Today I was off, so I thought I was coming on.
It's all right. So, what you want to try one of the topics?
My topic is the toys.
You made me choke. Tracy from down the street, what you think about sex toys replacing erections?
I mean, I prefer a man, but it's sometimes it takes a lot to communicate and to get into a person. And I don't have that time. I don't have that luxury. So I just want to get off, and I want to choose a toy of my choice. So I just rather reach for a toy. I don't have time for the games, and I don't have time for that. I mean, that toy, or I'm going to get me a couple of toys, I'm good to go. And I'm in my 50s. Oh. I'm in 56, okay? I'm 56.
You 56. So you for toys for you is a yay. A yes.
Yes, sir. All day.
What you like, the bullet?
Huh? No, it's just to get off. That way I don't have to get emotionally attacked.
Wow. Hey, are you not in a relationship, right?
No, I'm not.
You was the only child?
My choice. I'm an only child. I have two children, though, man. You have two boys, a 35 and a 34-year-old.
No, I'm trying to remember. You live 4-6. How far was you from the Redmond's house?
Across the street, directly.
Directly, because they was, what, 460?
Yes, and I was 463.
Wow, that's
you
crazy.
You remember Monty Laurie? Randy, you remember Monty? Monty Laurie.
Monty Laurie.
He was older than us. Monty Laurie.
From where? Dark skin?
No, Monty Laurie, nah. He was up at the Palace.
Down the street.
Yeah, that's my cousin. He lives downstairs. I lived upstairs.
I just seen him the other day. I just seen him the other day.
We talking about the old Monty. Monty dead. Monty been dead for some years.
Wait a minute.
Monty Laurie used to be with Kelvin Mack from Good Life.
You know who I thought you was talking about when you said Monty? I thought you was talking about, what's his name? Yeah, I know you're his friend on Facebook. He dark-skinned. He built now. He lives on 31st Street. He dark-skinned. What's his damn name?
I have no idea.
I thought his name was Lowry.
Lowry? I ain't seen Lowry. Yeah, that's his name is Lowry Monroe. You talking about Lowry Monroe?
Yeah, Lowry Monroe.
I haven't seen him.
Oh, okay. All right.
I haven't seen him in years. I've seen Gail, but not him.
How about the Redmonds?
I've seen Craig. I seen Art, who used to play basketball for Kennedy, but not recently. I seen him in Maywood when I take the dog to the dog park.
Okay, all right. Oh man, listen.
Well, you having a flashback? You gonna need another shot?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been taking shots since you've been talking. I ain't gonna lie to you, but look. I'd be on a 4-shot minimum because I got high blood pressure and diabetes. But on Fridays, I'll be getting loose. You know, everybody be like, that's just one day a week. You know, I tell the doctor it's just one day a week. So hopefully
yeah,
that's all right.
I have
sugar
too. Yes.
You really put me in a different. I know I still got my sister in on the line. I'm coming to you, sis. Don't worry. Just hold on. I'm coming to you. My sister. You remember my sister, Tracy?
Yeah, no, I actually don't. I just remember you because I thought you was cute. And oh, I know your cousin is my best friend. My cousin, your cousin is my best friend. Lori Bowie, she on here.
She, say that again?
Lori Bowie, your cousin?
Yeah.
That's another one of my best friends.
Oh, for real? She listens to the show sometimes. She listens to the show sometimes.
She's listening now. She ain't going to come on, but she on. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she the one who convinced me. She the one who convinced me
to
come on, so I said I was
going to
come on, and I came on.
Oh, wow. Hey, thanks, cuz. Cuz, though. That's what, yo, but that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? That's promotion. But look, how cool were you with Craig Redman?
Very cool. You know, their family was really big and things that I don't like to put their business. We used to help them out a lot because it was a lot of them.
Okay.
My aunt.
I know, but look, yeah. You know, that's me, his grandmother and my grandmother. His grandmother and my grandmothers were sisters. We like real.
I never knew that.
But look, I wanna since I got you on the line, I'm going all off topic, but I wanna try something real quick. I wanna see, you know, that's my favorite. You know, Craig, me and him, like, I'm writing his life story.
Right, I know.
I wanna see if he answers his phone. If he answers his phone, I'm gonna see if he recognizes your voice. You know what I mean? Just give me one second. Let me see.
All right. Hey, Kiala.
Please leave your message.
Hello?
For...
Oh, wow.
Craig Redman.
Wait a minute. Let me...
Maybe
next
time.
No, he probably... You know Craig is... I'm going to try it one more time. Wait a minute.
Yeah, he'd be busy.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, nah, he busy.
Craig...
He's busy right now. I would have loved to get him like that, for real. You know, I'm writing his life story. You know, I'm writing his life story now. You know, I'm a writer. I write books and movies. I'm writing his life story. It's called Everything Don't Happen in the Hood. Cause you know what happened to him. He got assaulted and he lost an eye.
Yeah.
So I'm actually writing his life story. Okay, look, I want y'all to stay, keep listening to the show. Don't go nowhere. And I gotta do a couple of things, but I want y'all to stay with me, Sheila and Tracy. All right.
Okay.
All right. Four, seven, eight, five.
How you doing?
Hello. Hey, what's going on?
Yes.
I was a little bit late getting to you.
No, it's okay. It was good. I enjoyed the two ladies.
You was listening to them?
I enjoyed Sheila and Tracy.
Oh, okay. Tracy grew up on 31st Street.
Yeah, you know, we never really allowed to go too far, so I might have seen her.
Yeah, she's more my age. This my sister, everybody, right here. She's more my age bracket. But how you doing tonight?
I'm good tonight.
You good tonight?
Mm-hmm.
What you want to talk about? Like I told everybody earlier, my sister come out here every week, I give her the floor and let her. I like to say build, or add on or further people in different directions, whatever. But what's on your mind tonight?
All right, so I'm gonna talk about relationships for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
But my first thing that I want to talk about is love, and I know that's not a good thing for you. But you know, I like to reminisce a little bit, and then I like to come back to the present. So what I'm going to say is about I'm talking about love. So I want to tell you a little story, and then I'm going to lead up. So when I was about four, I remember my first memory was that I looked into this white, like a basket, and I seen this little face with curly hair. Later on, what I found out was it was my baby brother. And even though as we start growing up, I was a little jealous because he took over the attention that I was getting. But I never hated him. I just disliked that I was losing some of the attention. But as we grew up, we became best friends and cared about each other and looked out for each other. Bring you back, what I'm trying to say is that love, God said that the man was lonely, so he made someone to be with him, a helper. So what I'm saying is when you're in a relationship and you shouldn't look for love, you should look for the thing of meeting each other and you growing together and getting to know that person. See, a lot of people, they get into a relationship, they start having sex, they start having more sex and stop talking, stop, like Sheila was saying, you don't go places. You should go places together, or you should interact, and you should put things on the table. But a lot of people, they leave all that out. Love is only a four-letter word, but it's powerful because when you meet someone, this is a person that you want to spend maybe a season, a lifetime, and maybe for a reason. But as women always say, and men, when you meet that person, it's not necessarily you're going to fall head over heels. And that's why you shouldn't be afraid of the word love, because it's a noun. The action word you have to have in there is to go with the love. And that means that you have to feel for this person. You have, I put it like this. Love is a seed, and you plant it. The girl and the guy, they plant a seed in the foundation of the earth or the dirt. Okay, so you're together. So both of you watering each other. But if one person neglects watering that one person, that person can't grow and get branches and branch off and have kindness, honesty, love, being the person they want to be, because they're not getting nurturing from the other person. But that one person is watering that other person, and he's into them, and they're giving them enough of sunlight and putting them in a place they get enough of air, and they're taking care of that dirt, and they're making sure the leaves are healthy. And that's what love is. Love is when two people get together and they building up each other. You know what I mean? And as time go on, that love builds up, four-letter word, it builds up to something because you're taking care of it. And that's why I always tell people, relationships, no matter what kind you got, you have to work on it every day. Because if you let go and you forget and don't take care of that, neglect, you know what happens to neglect. People lose weight, they start falling back. They go into a depression. They don't grow like they're supposed to, you know. So I know that you hate the word love, but I wanted to bring up about the kid because, see, I had to first love you to know what it feels like to have people as I grew up that I could start caring about them. You know what I mean? I had to put aside that I wasn't getting what I wanted from other people just because you was there getting it. That shouldn't stop me from loving you. So as we grew up, I loved you from the day I met you. You know what I'm saying? So as time moves on, and now that we are in our older age, we are best friends, and we don't argue. We don't we don't, you know, even if we go, we argue, we be like, okay, that's enough. We ain't going no farther, but we ain't saying nothing deep to hurt each other. So that's what I'm saying about a relationship. You have to let that grow. And like Sheila said, lay stuff on the table, side chick, whatever you are, lay it on the table and let that person know that this is how it's going to be. And you don't have to be a side chick. It could be like you're married, a girlfriend, boyfriend. Let that person know what you want out of a relationship. I have a granddaughter, and she's in a relationship. She told me that her boyfriend has to call her and tell her that he loves her every day. Now, it's not that she's not, she has low self-esteem, but she feel that that's something that she needs from him. Now, it might seem simple to us, but to her, that's important. And like I said, when you're in a relationship, that person should give you what you need, but in turn, you should give that other person what they need. And that's why a lot of relationships are not where they're supposed to be. And I had nothing against side chicks because I had side men also. And Ashila, I hate to tell you, but I did used to take my my side pieces on vacation because I felt like I could have a better time with him than I had with the one I was at home with. You know, but I just wanted to talk about love, and maybe I might have brought it out right, maybe I'm not, but maybe I thought I could help some people that we shouldn't emphasize more on love in a relationship. We should emphasize on bringing that four-letter word together and make it work for the betterment of both people. So I'm making it short today because I know you have a lot going on your plate, but I felt like I needed to say that because it is so much going on in relationships that we need to work on it. But next week I'm going to work on honesty. Thank you. Go ahead, my brother.
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of, that was my sister, everybody. I don't believe in love, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody who ever told me that they love me, they hurt me. I mean, so I don't really believe in love too much. But sometimes I wonder, just say that, because, like, I really want love maybe deep down inside. I'll tell a quick story. Today, I went into Subway's, and when I went in there, I saw my ex-wife in there. And it was strange to me, she was having lunch. It was strange to me that I didn't really feel like maybe like I thought maybe I should feel. Like what I mean by that is that sometimes what you think is one thing is really not. It's something else. And in this life that we live in, you have to love yourself. That's what I'm really trying to say. You have to love yourself. Never love somebody else before more than what you love yourself. And most of the people that I've been with that left me, they leave me. When they find out that Jay Sean loved Jay Sean, yo, they gone. But that's everybody in the world. You should never love somebody else more than you love yourself. And that brings me back to what my sister just said about love, how she was talking about love. And she talked about when she was 4 or 5 and she remembers seeing me, and all she remembers seeing is a white bassinet, I guess, in a real dark. I was like real dark. And it's kind of our family it's not a family that's affectionate, like where we always hugging and we always kissing and we always telling each other we love each other. We barely use that word. My family is really like the epitome of love without saying love. We don't have to say it all the time, and we don't have to hug and all that, but we just know it. And it been like that since the beginning of times. Like, I could go on beyond, like, even with, like my sister said, we best friends. She 5 years older than me. And we are. We still best friends. We talk every day, and if we argue, we can have a big-ass argument, but it's over as soon as we argue, and the next time we see each other, the next time we talk, it's like the argument never happened. I can remember being young, and I can remember times like when maybe my mother might say, I was supposed to take the garbage out or something, and she would make my sister do it. She would they would always say, like, anytime it was time for me to do something, they would say, my mother, oh, you know he don't know how to do nothing. So, you know, that was cool for me. So they would make somebody else do what I was supposed to do. I guess that's what's called being the baby of the family. I can remember being 11 or 12 with a paper route. And you know everybody get a paper route and get on a bike and you ride around on your bike. But I didn't even have to do that. My mother made my sister ride around and take me on my paper route. Like, so she mentioned that through all this stuff like that, you know, we still got a serious bond to this day. And you have to give people their flowers when they still living. I'm telling you, if you got somebody in your life, how she said she loved me, like I love her too. If people alive, you got to give them their flowers while they living. Tell them how much they mean to you while they still here. You know, my sister, she got her first job. She had a baby, like maybe, I don't know, 16, 17. And, you know, people used to get checks and shit. She used to give me, money out of her check and buy me clothes and take me to New York. And I was smoking weed then. And then she started working. And she would get paid and she would give me money out of her paycheck every week and buy me something, a jean outfit or some boots, take me to New York because I was like whatever I wanted to do. And a lot of families like that was like a lot of people, things probably went on in different people, but like I always remember the things that went on. I always remember the things that she did for me when I was young. Most importantly, I also remember when she won some tickets off the radio long time ago to see Rick James and Tina Marie. This went on, way back, Fire and Desire, Mary Jane. Rick James was on top of the world. And she had won some tickets to the show, and different people, everybody thought maybe that she was taking them, even her boyfriend. And she was like, no, I'm taking my brother. And we went to see Rick James and Tina Marie at Madison Square Garden. And it was something that I'll never forget. So the memories, like, you know, it's something. And everybody, why I'm saying all this is because you have to give people their flowers while they're still here. Like, so I'm giving my sister her flowers right now. It's a couple of things that I want to do tonight. First thing I want to do is, everybody just bear with me 1 minute. I'm all over the place tonight. see.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
I know you probably was waiting for me to call you all day and tell you happy birthday, but I wanted to do it live on my show tonight for the world to hear it. Most people, if you know me, then I'm going to tell you who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Andre Williams. I wrote his life story. He's he on Facebook probably as Humble X. Everybody, if you know me, you know him. He's in a wheelchair. Andre Williams, everybody know. If you know me, you know you Dre, because he always around if I'm doing movies or something like that. Well, anyway, how old are you today?
I'm not sure, actually.
You're not sure how old you are?
Yeah, it's like when I was 43, people used to throw jokes at me. Oh, he's 44, he's 44, he's 44. So I kind of lost track. So I think I'm 45, but I told you 46.
Okay, so shit, you're 45, then whatever. You could be with today, you could be whatever you want to do. You could be whatever you want to be. This is Andre Williams, y'all. I wrote his life story. It's called the Andre Williams Story. It's on Amazon. He was born with muscular dystrophy. He has a trach in his throat. That's why he sounds kind of distorted. He was confined to a wheelchair since he was 12. He was in a coma for a month, couldn't talk for 4 years. His mother had substance abuse problems. He grew up in the projects in Patterson. Really, really, really a success story. And my caller, the one that bought your book and read it that you talked to before, she wanted me to tell you happy birthday.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But look, we having a good time. I'm all over the place tonight. So you 45 today, right?
Yeah.
You 45 today. So look, listen, why don't you do this for me? Why don't you pick one of my topics and give me your undivided attention and give me your opinion on it.
Why don't you just throw one at me? I'll answer it.
Wait a minute. Just throw one at you? Okay. Should a woman have a job to receive child support?
Yes.
I know you didn't think I was going to give you that one.
Yeah. Should she have a job? Of course.
You're not just saying that because you have five kids, right?
Your husband is making enough money to the point where your child support is really taking care of
kids. No, not husband. If you got a pregnant by somebody that's not your bitch, not your husband or not your boyfriend. He went on his way and you went your way.
But I got a kid?
No, she got the kids, but y'all not together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If the man's budget is like enough to where the child support that she's receiving is really taking care of the family, okay. But still, I don't think you should still rob the child from what you can offer them as well as what the father's offering them. If that makes sense.
I'm listening to you, but I don't understand.
I talked to a player. If he's not a counselor for it, that counselor for a check is getting, it isn't good. The kid, the family, they got houses, they good. But if you're like an everyday working person, and you and the female only receiving like $50 or $100 a month or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You're gonna need
that
a job.
That ain't the question. The question is, should she have a job?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, she should have a job to add on to what she's receiving from child support. If she's not enough to take care of the kids the way you're supposed to be taking care of.
Okay, I can feel that. All right, I can feel that. But look, should a side chick get holidays, Dre?
So a side chick get what?
Holidays, holiday time.
Holidays.
If you was married and you had a chick on the side, do she deserve holidays?
Oh, man. You gotta tweak it. You gotta tweak it somehow. Like, you gotta do both sides. You gotta make her happy and your wife happy.
I know.
You gotta be home at night, though.
Do she get holidays?
Of course.
She do?
Yeah. Why not?
Shilla, you hear that, Shilla? Wait a minute. Wait 1 second. Shilla.
Yes, I do. I hear
it. Did you hear him say side chicks deserve holidays?
Basically, you're saying that should the man spend time side chick on holidays, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So but yeah, of course.
Shilla said a side chick should just play a side chick.
The side chick for a reason. The side chick is mostly about lust. So you're in love with this woman.
So why
the
should
she
get a holiday then?
Valentine's Day? What? Valentine's Day, what do you think on that?
How you gonna get your side chick Valentine's Day if you got a main chick?
Because your main chick is not your main chick. Your main chick, but you're not in love with her. You're arguing and fighting for her.
Listen. You must be smoking tonight. We smoking?
No, listen, though. I'm just saying what happens every day. No, that's what happens every day. Basically, it's when a man goes to argue with his girl to get to the side chick. If your woman is the woman that you want, there is no side chick. But if there is a side chick, the side chick is there for a reason. You're going to take care of that side chick better than that woman.
Hey, Shilla, what you think of? You believe that?
Yes.
Huh?
No.
Yep.
She's
not a
man. That's one of the oldest chicks in the book to pick an argument with us on a holiday.
No. You can't do that. No. I know. I'll just use that as an example how far a man will go to get through that side.
He shouldn't spend a holiday with her because holiday time is for the family. And if he's lusting after her, then let there be lust turning into something else. He loves his wife. He lusted for his side piece. There's a difference.
If you're wrong, I don't love my wife. I got a side chick. If I don't love my wife, I ain't got a side chick. That's not wrong. You're there for a purpose. You're there for a benefit.
Exactly. That's how some guys feel. But he was asking the question, should his side chick have a holiday? And I said no, because if she playing her position, she shouldn't even want a holiday. Because she should do her on that holiday. Because you don't know, maybe she has a side piece. Hello?
Yo,
I won't know how it is. Fuck that.
Hold up.
Your experience.
That side chick saying, listen, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, everybody. 3282, you there?
Yeah, did you hear me,
you on a speaker? You got to come closer.
Yeah, I had to put on the speaker because my man just came by and did a scan on me.
Yes.
And that's why I got to feel a little late tonight because the brother can read everything that's going on in your body.
I can't hear you that good. Come off the speaker.
Hold up.
All right. Them damn side chicks. Let me tell you what I think about that. I used to think that side chicks make, if somebody was married, that a side chick actually makes a marriage better. Now, that might sound crazy, but that's a fact. Because I've been married before and had a side chick. I had a side chick, and whenever I used to leave and be with the side chick, it made me be, I was more happier at home.
That's a contradiction. How could you be happier, leave your wife and be happier with your side chick? If you was already happy at home, you wouldn't have a side chick.
I said when I went back home after seeing the side chick, I was in a better mood.
Oh, yeah,
why?
Of course.
What'd you say?
Why?
What you mean, why? I just got laid. I just got...
What did the side chick do that was so good that when you went back home to your wife, you felt good?
It was different pussy.
Okay, you say what it is.
What?
She just wanted to curl your toes, and when you came back... You were like, okay, it's good, because this one came your head in when she sucked your dick, and so now you go back home and you good.
Hold up. I'm not going to say that she did something different, because whoever in my life, whoever was my main lady, like, they did all that too. With me, it was just at that time in my younger days, it was like that. It was just something different. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or maybe they look different. You know what I mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. People like what they
like.
Hey, it is what it is. We all black in the dark. Hello.
You think all men cheat?
That's just my thinking.
You think all men cheat? Do you think all men cheat?
Do I think all men cheat? I mean, let me reverse it and put it this way. You said earlier, and I'm a bridge off of that and why I'm saying this. You said earlier, right, that you never was in love with anyone because anybody that was in love with had left, right?
Everybody who ever loved me hurt me.
Hurt you, right? Did the same thing. I started cheating people, messed up. You know what my mother told me? She said, you can't take that situation and put it in your life because maybe that person wasn't ready to accept what you had to offer them. So that's their loss. But you can't just look around, because everybody, person that said they love me, they hurt me. Then you missed out on something real good because you closed off.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
That was the same way.
Exactly.
I get it. It is what it is. But, I mean, let's be honest.
I call myself Mr. Fuck Love. That's me. I'm Mr. Fuck. I don't care. I don't believe in love because I believe that people that believe in love, they believe in the thought of being in love. Love. Everybody think love is this big good thing. Love hurt like hell. Let somebody break your heart. I'd rather let somebody kick my ass than break my heart. You know, ain't sleeping. You ain't eating. You ain't. You losing weight. You. Some people commit suicide. Let somebody
break
your heart.
What caused the heartbreak?
Let somebody break your heart.
I've been there. I was with somebody 6.5 years. talk about marriage and the whole nine and everything. And at that time, I didn't think this, but later on, I thank that brother for not stringing me along on a lie based upon what he was doing when I wasn't around. Because I relocated to a different state.
Are you light-skinned?
Yeah, I would say not real light, but light-skinned, yeah.
You light-skinned, though.
Nah.
Yeah, why?
I'm just asking you, you light-skinned it?
Yes.
I know you sound like a light-skinned female.
What does that mean?
I mean, only I know what that means. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to – I'll tell you that later.
You got to like me on that one.
I'm a good judge. No, I'm a good judge. I'm a good judge of character. If people know me, you know my history, you know things. I've been around women a lot in my life. Like, so if you know a doctor, he's been a surgeon for 20 years, I mean, you would be a fool to say he's not a good surgeon. Like, he's been 20 years. Or mechanic.
True.
He's been,
this
like, I've been dealing with women a long time. No, I'm not saying nothing bad about you. I just wanted to know, was you light-skinned? You talk very intelligent to me. And you talk with somebody who got knowledge and wisdom. And that's a good thing.
That I had
It seemed like it seemed like you say what you mean and you mean what you say. And see, that's important now. Because I heard you when you first came on, you said I'm 51 and I'm single by choice.
Yes.
And when women say they single by choice, see, a lot of people don't listen to that. People don't try to hear that. They let it, you know, it's like they let it fly, like it don't imply. But see, me, when a woman tell me they single by choice, see, I know what that means.
And what does it mean?
It's a reason.
No, please enlighten me. I want to hear your outlook on it.
When a woman say they single by choice, it's because they've been through a certain amount of shit in their life, and they really, at the end of the line, and they don't have no more time to give away. They don't have no more time to waste on worthless niggas or worthless brothers. They don't have no more energy. They don't have no more willpower. So they,
Desire.
In their time right now, they just be like, yo, I'm just single. And they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with the other stuff right now. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. You single by choice.
And I'm going to be honest, too. Do I get lonely sometimes? Yes. Yes, I do. But sometimes I don't want to be annoyed. Yes. Yes, I do.
So when you get...
It's good and it's bad.
So when you single, do you get the sex toys?
Do I have sex toys? Or do I use sex toys? In what context am I using them? By myself or with someone else?
With you. With yourself.
With myself? That was so crazy. I have indulged in that. Sorry. But lately, I've been into the sex toys for myself, and I have to be honest, maybe for the first one. But the second one, I'm just for me, and I'm going to keep this on me. I mean, I need a tongue, a toe, a dick. I need something inside. It's just for me. And I'm fat. That's just me.
Did you say you need a tongue, a toe, or a dick? I never heard that in that formation.
She said she needs a tongue or a dick. So you bust it this way. But then how about if, I'm going to get an X-rated right about now. I'm going to stop.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Yo, my show is X-rated. Everybody up here, it ain't no young kids on my show. Go ahead. Feel free to say what you want.
Sometimes you want more than just a nut. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you want the experience. You know, maybe you want to experience bouncing on some dick. I don't know. Maybe you want some experience hitting it from the back. I don't know. It is. You just want that experience. Sometimes you need to touch that flesh or flesh and everything. But like I said, that's for me and everything. Yeah, vibrator feel good. I mean, it does what it does, but it doesn't complete the job. And
okay.
You can play. You can use a toy. Oh, but so much. Because after a while, the toy ain't going to be doing it.
Okay. I feel you on
that. Everybody say they on here with a toy? Don't tell me y'all don't sit back and think it's a real dick when y'all using that toy. Just saying.
So toys are okay, but they don't replace a dick. All righty. We heard it from the mouth of the babes. But you single right now.
True.
So you using the toys?
From time to time.
Or do you have a friend with benefits? Or you got a friend with benefits?
You know what? I did, but like I said, fuck the contract up.
Oh, okay. I got you a real North female. So you know what I'm gonna do? You hold up. You a real North female. I could tell. I got some.
No,
North.
I live in North. I'm not from North.
Hold on. 3282.
Oh yeah, can you hear me better?
I can hear you, but you still on the speaker?
Wait a minute. I was on another kind of speaker. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
All right,
you
now I'm back.
Phone?
I took the speaker off. Is that better?
Huh? Yeah, that's
that better.
Okay.
I was making a sound while
from?
Y'all were talking, but go ahead.
Where you from?
Yeah, you know where I'm from. I'm from North.
All right. Now I wanted you to say that because we got this female out here from North that's talking.
Trash.
Big stuff.
No. I don't lie. I don't. One thing I don't do. I don't lie on my pussy. Excuse me. I don't do that. Sorry.
She gonna say
that.
Say
what you want.
Hey,
yeah, don't lie on my pussy.
Forrest, how old are you?
I'm insecure about a lot of things, but sex is not one of them.
I hear you.
Hey, Forrest, how old are you? 65, my brother. 65 going on
35. And she's 60. She's 51.
Uh-huh.
But she got her head on really pretty good. I'm not going to lie about that. She really got her head on good.
Yeah, I came in late and I was listening to her. She
yeah, you
talks,
you
like
missed
she,
you missed a lot.
Well, I was over here doing something dealing with quantum energy, so it was good. Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you, bro. I can take these to a doctor. My man was scanning this up. Yeah. Oh, thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, I was talking to my brother. Excuse me, y'all.
Wow.
Oh, that's your brother. Hey, yo, Far.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Should side chicks deserve a holiday?
When you say a holiday, what you mean? Like side chick holiday? Like
that means
like
if you married and you got somebody on the side, do she that you banging? Do she deserve for you to take her to the movies, to dinner, to a Broadway play,
no,
or
you say
only
holiday.
Place you can take her to the bedroom?
Well, let me say this, Jay. Let me say this, Jay. When I was younger,
yeah.
And you know, you went with a young lady because you know I'd never been married, and you know you had the little side young lady, whatever you want to call her. Yeah, you went to the movie, you took out, she get something to eat. But now I'm 65. Don't do that no more. If I'm with one woman,
he
that's
said
it,
holiday.
Holiday, you know, whatever, Christmas, whatever. You know.
No. There's a difference between taking her out every now and then and a holiday. He's talking about holiday as like Christmas.
But but my dear, did you not just hear what I just said, my dear?
I said when I was younger.
Right, when I was younger, I did that. But now, if I'm with that one young lady, that's it. Ain't going to be no side chick. So I don't worry about that. I don't
Brick,
play them games
Brick
no
City, Brick City. Let's keep y'all together, Brick City.
Yeah. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's cool.
Hey, yo.
Okay.
Look, Forrest.
Yes, sir.
You went a little bit off topic, man. Like, I asked you, should a side chick have holidays? And you start saying, at the age you at, it ain't going to be no side chick. So I'm not going to ask you
right.
that no more.
So wait a minute. So I can't fly back in time because then I'll probably have a different answer for you, you know? But I'm just saying
I'm just saying, mm-hmm. should a side chick deserve holidays, yes or no?
No.
I don't care what year you want to take it. 70s,
you know
and
the
80s,
you know
and the 90s,
you know
and the 2000s. Do a side chick deserve holidays, yes or no?
Well, Jay, I got to harmonize with the young lady. She said no. I'm with that. No. I'm in
That's
harmony
time
with
for you to be with your wife and
hey,
your
Shilla,
kids.
Hey, Shilla, don't be coming in here.
Together.
Hey, Shilla, don't be coming in here coercing my listeners.
Listen. Tracy told me about you. And she said, come on in. I was like, they not ready. They ready to take Rainbow here. I'm sexually frustrated. I got a lot of potential frustration. I can keep off my mind now.
Oh.
If I'm trying to party, they ain't ready for it.
Uh-oh, Dre.
Yo,
I think my man Joe
was on the line, but he got tired of waiting to come on. Damn, I wanted to bring Joe in on this, but Joe got tired of waiting, I think.
Oh, Joe hung up. Call him back, Leon.
Yeah, Joe hung up. He got, I couldn't get to him. I'm trying to look for his number. Hold on, so many numbers up here. I'm trying to look for Joe's number. Joe was up here, but he must have hung up.
Yeah, it's all good.
Why Joe hung up?
Yeah, why Joe
I don't
hang
know,
up?
Joe. I don't know why he hung up. Joe calling every week. It's a white man. He calling every week from Montana. He to
okay.
talk about relationships.
Yeah, let's
okay.
See
what,
let's see
what
the brother's
from.
We all black in the dark.
Joe ain't here. Look. Hey, Tracy, you told me about Shilla. She got me all. She done messed. She got me all over the place.
Nah, I ain't touch you. That ain't me. Don't do it.
She told me about your ass. She told me about you. You got me all over the place. Hold on, one second. What the hell was I supposed to be doing?
Oh, Joe.
We got this damn single by choice woman from North on the line.
Yes, by choice.
I gotta play something real quick for real because I made a post that if anybody could I gotta play this theme song from a movie. If anybody could guess what song it is, then you win $20. And a copy of one of my novels. You know, I'm a writer. I got 7 books, 7 movies
okay.
that I wrote.
Let's just
let me try to pull up this movie now. If somebody think they know what it is or want to take a chance guessing it, you let me know. I could tell you an actor. Or I could tell you the year, but I can't. I'm not gonna get into telling you both. But whoever wins, you win a novel and $20.
I'll take a chance.
But let me see if I could set it up real quick. Shilla, you funny. You ain't no chick. Hold on one second. Tracy, where you get this woman from?
Wow. Yes.
Hold on one second. Wait, hold on.
Jay-Z, he said, where right, did you get me from?
Hold up, this is the beginning of Dre think he gonna get it, but Dre think he gonna get this because he's a movie connoisseur. Now let me tell you this: as if you know me, you know what kind of movies I like. This is the this song about to play. It's the song when the movie first come on. When the movie first come on, this song plays. I want to give you I give everybody. One of the act, but if I give you the actor, one of the actors in the movie, I'm not going to tell you what year because you could Google it. But if I tell you the name of the actor, if you pull his name up, he's been in like 100 movies, so you ain't going to know what movie it is. So I'll give everybody the name. I'll give everybody the name of one of the actors in the movie, James Woods. So everybody,
what
the hell you're doing.
Good.
Get your Google on the Google James Woods. But James Woods been in like 50 movies. So I'm gonna play the this one of my favorite. This is almost my top movie I like in my life. Now some of the people that know me is listening to this. They might know. I don't know. I'm not still not gonna zip you. It's cool. Let me see if I can pull it up. Hold up 1 second. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, okay, I got it.
I think I already know what it is.
All right. Hold up. Let me try to get it up again. Everybody, I'm going to play a little bit of it. Wait a minute, it's not coming up. Damn, what's going on? Hold up 1 second, everybody. 1 second. I'm trying to get this right now. Okay, hold up. When the movie first come on, this is the song it played.
I think I know what it is.
I know too. I know what that is.
The Fleckers.
James
Woods.
Yeah. That's my birthday. My name is Renee.
I know what it is.
Yeah. Hi, Jesus. Y'all know y'all got me, brother. I'm going bad.
All right, that's it.
Okay.
Anybody think they know? Did y'all hear that?
I'll take a guess.
All right, you want to take a guess at it? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
One second. Dre, you out there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dre must be stumbled. He don't know what it is.
Nah, I know what it is.
You know, well, hold up. Scylla says she want to take a guess first.
Yeah, and
what is it, Scylla?
I think it's Against All Odds.
No.
And I don't know
what you think it is, Dre.
Casino.
Who?
Oh, shit.
Casino.
Nope, you're wrong. It's not Against All Odds.
That's what I thought,
it's not Casino.
I don't know.
James Woods.
What's the color car in America?
He You must be Googling it.
You said you must be Googling.
You Googling all James Woods movies?
I don't know.
I love Casino.
I don't know.
And I've seen that
that's
yesterday.
That's not Casino, though. One more time, and then we gonna move on.
I haven't the fuckiest idea.
I have no idea.
That's all y'all get. That's all you get. Oh, man, let me see. Damn, I got a lot of people texting me tonight. Hold on one second. Oh, the show is jumping. Tonight. Somebody texting me the name. One second. Oh, people tell me, listen. Yo, we really had a good show. We really had a good show tonight. For real, we really did. And people texting me now because they must be Googling it to see and guessing to see what show it is. I'm not gonna tell nobody the name of the movie yet. Until they get it right. If you wanna take a guess at the movie, press 1.
I know it is. Stop.
If you wanna take a guess, press 1.
Time cut.
Let me see who else out there. Forrest, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you, I'm listening.
Okay. Man, it's been real tonight. I'm trying to let me see where I wanna go. I'm all over the place today. Hey Dre.
Yeah.
Yo.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second.
Why are you all over the place today?
Tracy, I mean what's up? Fuck me up.
Oh, here you go putting it on me.
I plead
the fifth,
because
anything I might say might incriminate me. I plead the fifth.
Wait a minute. I know everybody trying to send me the name of the movie, but they not pressing 1. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Okay. We back now. When somebody come up, yeah, I'll let them know. That's the beginning of the movie right there. Hold on, we gonna go right back to something else. Where we at? Lisa, you still on?
You was on me.
Lisa.
Yeah.
4-4, are you still here?
Yeah.
You didn't know the movie?
No. It sounds like Titanic, but I doubt it.
Nah, it ain't Titanic.
I don't think that's what.
But you, you didn't get to answer none of the topics. Is sex toys replacing men?
Huh?
Are sex toys replacing men?
Well, I'm
like Sheila. Like I like to feel the real person. But if you're gonna get really desperate and you pull a toy out, but it's never gonna replace a man. But I mean, it'll do a job for what you need.
Okay. People still texting me, trying to guess the name of that movie. See, but if you want Google, I'm not going to give it to you because you on Google now. You Googling all the movies that James Woods been in. You supposed to know that right off heart. That's like a famous movie right there.
That's famous movie, James Woods.
Anyway, where was that? Oh, okay. I'm not
sure.
First, let me thank everybody who always. I gotta do this. I mean, I hate doing this, but I gotta do it. For all my listeners out there, I wanna thank every. We still got time, but I wanna thank everybody who's listening right now. If you want the links. And you listening, you know what I mean, and you can't press one and talk, I want to let you know I really, really, really appreciate you listening to the show. Everybody on the line. And I always give out, I got my people that donate
people
to the
that...
show. I want to always send a shout out to my supporters. I never really say names, but you know who you are. They always come through because I really come on here and this is a solo act, you know, and I come on here and I really try to entertain for everybody because it's Friday night. I know you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me and I appreciate that. And I try to really hold your attention and keep you, entertained for 2 hours with the people that call in my seminar. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for you, it wasn't being me. And everybody know I always give out my Cash App because, I mean, if you want to donate to the show, because like I said, it's an independent black thing and I do it by myself. And it's no donation is too large, and it's no donation is too small. And my Cash App is $JASHONJ. That's $JASHONJ. I appreciate all my supporters. I appreciate the people that donate every week to the show. I really do. I appreciate you from the heart. And if you don't, I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate the people who clicked on the links. I really do. We got about 11 more minutes to go. Let me see where we. If anybody on the phone lines and you want to say something, you have to press 1. I won't know you there. You have to press 1. All the Sheila, Tracy, I hope you become, you know, once you become on my show, you a friend to the show. So, you know what you mean? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend and come on every week and, you know, and speak your piece, give your opinion. And anything, if anything you want me to do that you know you think might make the show better, let me know. I'm down for that. Sheila, do you drink?
I used to. I don't drink anymore.
You don't do anything?
Wait, who said it? Define anything? That's a broad brush.
I mean, smoke, drink, whatever. You just a natural high?
No. I'm a recovering. I'm in recovery.
Oh, you're in recovery. Okay, that's what's up.
I live my wild side. I went to a school I wish I never registered for, but God bless, I got a degree and got my ass up out of there.
Let me tell you something. We all been there. You know what I'm saying? I started sniffing cocaine at 14 till I was 21. I smoked, it wasn't crack then because it was in the 80s. It was called Freebase. I did that for 2 years. I sniffed coke from 14 to 21. I smoked Freebase from 21 to 23. In between sniffing dope with that. And then at 23, I gave it all up. I just was like, that's it. So from 14 to 23, I probably did every drug that you could name, from angel dust to heroin to cocaine, yellow jacks, black beauties, mescaline. So everybody here is welcome. It's cool because, you know what I'm saying, because I'm the first. I'm the first one to say I've been there. And see, with me, I still, you know, I only drink on Fridays. You know, I only smoke on Fridays. I only drink on Fridays. But I was 17 years old. I got in trouble in South Carolina. I got sentenced to 6 months in a drug rehab. The first and only time I got sentenced to something. And I learned that if you only drink on the weekends and you like a weekend drinker, you still an alcoholic. Anything that you depend on and wait for, this is what they told me in the 80s. Anything that you do, so like I look forward to Friday to smoking and drinking. So I still got a problem. I know that. Because when Friday comes, I can't wait. So you know what I mean? I'm a work in progress.
No, but, I used to be like that, but I never knew when that line blurred into Monday.
Oh, okay, I
never knew exactly when that line blurred. Well, I used to wait for the weekend. Oh man, it's on. The weekend's what? But then I never knew where that line started blurring, like erasing that cutoff time frame. And that Sunday to Monday blurred line.
How tall are you, Sheila?
I was about 5'6".
5'6". What's your sign?
Libra.
What month is that? October?
Blood type. What else? What else you want to know? Blood type?
No, what month is that?
What else? September.
Huh?
September and October.
See, I'm a Virgo.
Oh.
What day?
September 17th.
Okay. So you tried to be a Libra, but it didn't work out. But it's okay.
See, no. I know when I click with somebody, I know it's something. You know what I'm saying? Our signs are connected. I know it's something. I'm a good judge of character.
Okay.
We had people that usually speak, but they texting me and they telling me they just want to listen tonight. So that let me know that it was a good show. People just want to listen.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out today. I know the listeners really don't know, but my oldest grandson's birthday is today too. He turned 19, and I just want to shout out that sometimes you could things could be bad for you when you going through chapters in life. But I'm so proud of him that God let him see to be 19. And like you said, sometimes your life could turn around and you can move forward. So I just want to say a shout out to my grandson, Tanya.
Oh, that's what's up. We gotta thank the youth. You know?
Yeah.
But hold up. I'm having a good time tonight. I'm feeling good tonight.
And you're all over the place.
I'm all over the place. Hey, this right here is for my sister right here. Listen, check it out. Hold up.
What DJ used to play that at the beginning of the show?
I didn't need to hear that.
I really didn't need to hear that.
No, that's a private joke me and my sister got because we grew up Jehovah Witnesses and we had to go there three times a week. And we never got to see she never got to see Soul Train. She only got to see when we was coming in the house, all we heard was the ending of it or whatever. And she still talk about that to this day. So I had to play Soul.
Y'all was raised at Jehovah Witnesses?
Yeah.
Wow. So was I.
You was raised up a Jehovah Witness?
Yes, I was.
Oh, my God. That's
no.
crazy.
I'm not crazy, right? You see how my parents
yeah, no
did,
one,
right?
No one, no wonder
my mother
we
raised
clear.
Us. No, my mother raised us at Jehovah's Witnesses, and my father was a deacon of a Baptist church. He gave us money for Christmas, but we couldn't buy gifts. That's why a bitch is crazy.
Oh, no. Yo, hey, Phil, you
like
better
this.
Stop it. You better. My mother was a Jehovah's Witness,
like
and my father was a Baptist. He used to bring us bags of Halloween candy. He used to bring us bags of Halloween candy Halloween because my mother wouldn't let us go out for Halloween. Hey, Lisa, you heard that?
Yeah.
She did the same thing we
crazy.
Did. Her father, that's crazy.
Nah.
You're supposed to know what to do with money. You're talking about, here go money, buy some Christmas gifts. Hey, you can't celebrate Christmas. What are you supposed to do? That's confusing for a kid. You don't do stuff like that.
I hated that religion. I ain't gonna lie. I believe I believe that that's the only religion I believe that you should be 18 to make your own decision.
My mother gave us that choice. We got 16. This is that choice. Either you're going to be in it and come on and get baptized. Because she was like, well, you know you're kids. You want to experience certain things. Because we weren't like, girls, we weren't allowed to wear like pants and stuff like that. So unless you like worked a little summer job and put your own pants. But we weren't allowed to like to wear pants and things like that. You know, that religion. So you out there bothering people Saturday morning as they trying to eat their Cocoa Puffs. Not and everything. Said that I did, talking about my shower, but that's a cult.
Yo, that's what I called it in my book. I wrote a book. I wrote 7 books, but I wrote my autobiography. But in my autobiography, I said that being a Jehovah's Witness was it was like being in a cult. Yo, you gotta come back. Like you gotta come back next week for real, Tracy. Sheila, we running out of time, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, we got like 1 minute. We still go on sometime past 10, but like right now we being recorded. After 10, we won't be recorded. But I really want to say thanks to Tracy. We almost grew up together on the same hood, same block. Thank you, Sheila. Dre, we all sending you out a happy birthday. Me and Dre haven't been talking too much lately, but I still show the real person and individual that I am by wishing them a happy birthday because you don't have a birthday every day. Thanks to my sister.
Yeah, you do.
She don't really know how much it means to me for her to come on my podcast and just help me out You know what I mean? It really mean a lot. Caller number one, I know you couldn't be here tonight. You said you just wanted to listen. Forrest Nance, who here every week supporting me. And just all the everybody that's out there listening on the link. Wait a minute, somebody texting and stuff.
That's
selling. Oh, no, they still trying to catch me.
You
want to
know something?
You
want to
You click and check all her box. Oh, that's somebody listening to the show. People telling me that was a good show. Like, people text me and they be inboxing me and texting me, telling me it's a good show. I really do my best, you know what I mean? And like I said, I appreciate all my supporters, all my donators, people that donate to the show. Dre, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm
Where you at, in the house? You outside?
Yeah, I'm there, Craig.
You at the house?
Yeah.
Hey, Shiloh, did you go to Yankee
tonight?
Stadium for 4 days in the summertime?
Yes, I did. Coliseum. I've been up to Monroe, New York, too.
You heard him say Monroe.
I got baptized
in Monroe. No, you didn't say Monroe.
Yes.
Why say that?
You just circle up that mountain.
Oh.
Because I remember Monroe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We got to talk about how they teach you when you have a baby. No.
You want to know something they don't want to be known as? Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, Catholics have a half a billion sexual harassment fund, like a child abuse or sexual abuse fund. Don't you know Jehovah's Witnesses are right behind them with $250 million set aside in the fund for people that were sexually abused by elders? Hello.
I can't hear you that good. So you on a speaker or something? Hold on. You said that it's a lot of females that claiming that the elders sexually abused them in the Jehovah's Witness religion?
No, I'm saying that what Jehovah's Witnesses don't want to be known as, they have a large fund set aside for people that were sexually abused, just like the Catholics do.
Oh, wow, really?
Oh, yeah, I never heard
and
that before.
We're number two behind the money. As I think there's like a half a billion. And we got, it's like $250 million, I think Jehovah's Witnesses have. But there's some fun. I've been up in Brooklyn, too, up there where they make the watchtowers and everything else.
So your mother was a Jehovah's Witness or your father?
My mother.
Oh, that's right. You said your mother. Your father
was a Baptist.
A Baptist. Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, that's deep. You on Facebook too?
Do I do Facebook or am I on Facebook?
You on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
You gotta send me a friend request.
You send you a friend request when I owe you money aside? What you trying to do? What you trying to do here?
Nah. We got a lot in common. Don't hide now.
Tracy told me you was something else. Tracy told me you was something else.
Don't hide.
Now, the sexual abuse was an adult. So
what's the break? You said what?
Was it with adults or children?
The sexual abuse, was it with adults or children?
You know, they never... The one that came out was said it was with adults.
Yeah,
and what was so crazy about that? I asked my mother about that because my mother was a Jehovah's Witness until she passed away. And I asked her about that, and she was like, And I was like, wait a minute, because you acting like you already knew this. And she was like, why you think I never allowed y'all to spend the night over their houses? Why I never allowed y'all to go away with them? I was like, so you already knew this was going on? She was like, well, you didn't know, but you heard things.
Now, we wasn't allowed to spend the night places either. Anyway, that's a whole different show. Yo, look, check this out. Oh man, 2 hours went by real fast. Hey Dre, you want to say anything before we close out?
Oh no, man, just thank you everybody for the birthday wishes. Check my show out Monday night, 8:30 Monday night. Check out my show.
Oh yeah, that's right. Dre got his own podcast on Monday night to 8:30 called Humble Life Experience. The same phone number. You just call it 8:30 on Monday night. It's a hell of a show. Him and his co-host, V Tony. She was disabled in a car accident. It's a really good show. Lisa, you want to say anything before we close out?
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's up, Forrest? Why are you quiet tonight?
Well, because I was only asked a question one time, and I was just listening to all you lovely voices up here. So, you know, my uncle always told me, he said, nephew, sometimes silence is golden.
Oh, no, come on, Forrest. You know we miss your voice. Stop.
Well, hey, I mean, if y'all got something I need to ask me, go right ahead. I'm privy to it. Go right ahead. You know, I'm obliged. You know that.
You sure about that? Can I ask a question?
Yeah, you
know.
Forrest, do you ever use sex toys with your females?
No.
Ooh. Ooh. Ding. I like Lisa. Hello. Ding. Yes.
Forrest, come on over here and put a strap on. Come on.
No. Hello. Get the Astro guy.
Well, I'm sure Brother Jake and co-sign this. I saw playing those type of shows when we used to book parties. So, I mean, you know, been there and done that.
What parties? What
you ain't been
part?
Over here, Forrest.
Ooh.
Well,
challenge.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Don't be smart.
No, I had to pick up the phone, y'all.
Unless you asked it to.
No, wait a minute. Now you did say you said something about a strap on, right? Did I hear that or did I hear that incorrectly, my dear?
Well, you closer to the phone now, Forrest. Did you hear?
Yeah, I had to pick the phone up because I had to speak. I had to charge the other phone. That's why. But is that what you said?
Oh, I thought you dropped it. I thought you dropped it.
Answer the phone. Answer the phone, darling. Answer the question. This is turning Dre on. You hear him over here snickering, right?
No, I'm just about to you something.
Yeah. Yeah. Dre done reached for the bottle of Coca Cola lotion over there.
Andre, come on now.
No.
Yeah,
no, we No, me and Dre do not argue. If we have a difference of opinion, we're very civil brothers with each other. But no, but you didn't answer my question, did you? Say something about a strap-on?
Well, Forrest, I tried to bring you out, so I just threw something out there, okay?
Oh, okay, because, like, no, but since you threw that out there, I did address it for you.
Oh, yeah, you did, and I really appreciate that.
That's not a problem. Is there anything else you'd like to know, my darling?
Once you start taking
Nah, wait a minute. Two of y'all talking at the same time. I didn't get that, dear. What'd you say?
I said, I hear the answer. What was your answer?
The answer is, and I said, Jay can co-sign this, is that I saw plenty of those type of shows when we were doing parties, so been there and done that. It's no biggie now.
No, you said saw. She said, have you ever put one on? That's a difference. Seeing and doing is two different things.
Have I ever put one on? No, for what?
No.
I can't get no feeling out of that. Are you kidding me?
Depends on how you
put it.
Okay, yes. You can.
No,
it's not for you, Paul. It's for the recipient.
Oh, was that? Oh, see, now I'm going to have to defer to Drake. And I don't know what y'all are talking about when it comes to that. Never, I was always a pitcher, never and my dear, I was always a pitcher, never a catcher.
You stop putting Dre in here. Stop.
Okay, Drake got far kids. So I don't know nothing about you talking about.
No, wait a minute. I said refer to Drake. That question. I'm just saying you can hand that question down to Drake. Maybe he might shed some light on, you know, that question. I don't know nothing about that being as far as being a recipient of that type of scenario. Y'all getting real freaky up here tonight, ain't y'all?
No, she just said that about receiving. She said, you have a strap one on. She said that about receiving. Well, I mean, I heard.
No, for
I
what?
You could still
for what? My tool,
put one
on. My tool still functions.
Yeah, your tool can only go in one hole at a time. It's two when the doggy style. You're saying, but that's what I heard. You're saying.
See, now y'all see why I was just listening. Now y'all see why I was just listening to y'all, right? And didn't Jay ask somebody? Are they still drinking up here?
Yes, and I don't drink.
It was nice hearing from you tonight, though.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate it. It's good, always good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I've had to bring something out. I just wanted to shake you up a little bit.
I'm sitting there eating a salad, so I appreciate that. I did all my tossing over here in this bowl.
Okay.
Yo, Forrest is 65 years old and a health fanatic.
They already know that.
Okay.
They already know that. Especially your sister, she knows.
Yeah,
he's a health fanatic.
Hey, Forrest.
Yo.
What you ate today, all day?
Well, I had just herbal teas, I juiced today, and I got a big bowl of green salad over here. With some cucumber in it. That's it.
No meat?
I'm a vegan. I've been a vegan now. This is August. I'll make 10 years.
Oh, so no tofu?
Well, I don't mess with too much soy, sweetheart. I don't mess with soy.
Some
vegans have soy. You know, it's your choice, you know. After you do your research, you go for yours.
So you didn't do any seafood?
No. Seafoods are called pescatarians. I don't do seafood.
Oh, okay. No fish either?
That's a pescatarian. I'm not a pescatarian. I'm a vegan. Well, my protein I get from my beans, my flax seed. I get hemp seed, chia seed. You get protein from that. Oh, and I made a smoothie. I meant to tell y'all, yeah, I made a smoothie earlier. So I got my protein with my seeds and my nuts.
Hey, bro, guess what happened, y'all? Bro, I swear. Okay.
Hey, Forrest.
Dre, you got some breaking news over there? Okay, what's up, Jay?
Well,
no, Dre has.
God bless you by being a vegan, because I can't do it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't be a vegan.
Can't is not in my vocabulary, darling. And if it's in your vocabulary, of course you can't do it, because you've already pre-programmed yourself to saying that you can't do it.
So I just need some meat in my mouth. I'm just sure. That's just me.
Hey,
I'm just going.
No. And I respect that.
I got a dirty mind. Leave me alone.
Hey, listen.
5'8", right, Chilla?
Who the heck said
5'8"? You said
5'6".
Yeah,
you're
5'6". Shit, they said you
5'6". 5'6", 200 pounds.
What would you say? Is that Lisa?
No.
Yeah,
Chilla,
when you eat the sweet.
5'6", 200 pounds.
Now, whoa, you, whoa. First of all, I didn't say how much I weighed. Now, you wrong. There's two left shoes on a retarded boy.
Well,
I ain't never
said
shit like that.
Lisa, you said, what do I eat the sweet?
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
I had a couple of peaches and an apple today with some blueberries.
That's it? No
hey,
candy?
Far.
No cake?
Candy got sugar in it. Sugar is it breaks down your immune system. I don't mess with white processed sugar.
Hey, Forrest.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Hey, my brother.
Wow.
That mean your dick stay hard all the time.
Only when necessary, my brother. Hey, Shilla. Hey, Lisa. Lisa.
Uh huh.
They did a.
Yeah.
They did. Hey, Jay. Let me say this to Lisa real quick. They did research.
Right.
Out of Cook County Jail in Chicago, and what they did was, as an experiment, they took the sugar for 2 weeks out of the inmates' food, and the violence went down by 30%.
Wow!
No, Google it. It's on Google. You can Google that.
Yeah, but sugar helps
you
sometimes.
Well, sugar helps you out. Yeah, the good sugar, like in bananas, your agave, all right, your raw organic honey. Yes, yes, the good honey, not the processed.
Nah,
see,
not me.
Processed food.
So
I have to have a Butterfinger, a Mounds, slice of cake.
Hello,
now,
how are
my
you?
Sugar gets you
got mail.
Farce.
Yes. No. She's saying
imagine
what you got to have.
Imagine if you took the
food.
Sugar out of Shilla food.
No, it was on
wait
I'm on the phone.
Wait a minute. Shilla being quiet over here. Why you
No. Let me say this to you. When it comes to you got to have a Butterfinger, you could substitute that for a nice sweet smoothie, something that's more invigorating and feeds your cells properly. A Butterfinger has no nutritional benefit to your body whatsoever. Name one thing that it will beside your taste for sweet. That's all it does. It satisfies your sugar. Your sweet buzz. Go ahead.
It gives me energy.
Yeah, but you know what? It gives you energy and then it brings you down. All right, you need a natural energy that'll level off and keep you. Like I said, you have to learn to nourish your cells in your body. That's not nourishing to the cells. That's not a food. It's not a living food. Your body is organic. It's a living organism. So why would you put something in that's unorganic and denatured? See, that's why we have diabetic problems. We have kidney problems, especially our culture. We suffer from every time you turn around, there's some dialysis center that opens up, pops up like a new Burger King across town. All right, we suffer from these comorbidities by what we put in our mouth. That's why I tell you, I'm 65 going on 35. Most guys my age don't do what I do when it comes to exercise. And most of all, when you look at somebody that eats well and that nourishes their body the proper way, the way the Most High dictated to us, because it's in Scripture. If any of y'all go to church, just look it up. It's in Genesis. It's in Romans. It tells you how to eat. But they gloss over that page. And there's some people that's even in church I talked to about this. They got bad diets, and they don't want to talk about that. Jesus this, Jesus that. What's up, Jack?
You 100% right. We, because you know I done tried vegan a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try it. I actually did vegan January 1st to January 21st, March 1st to March 15th. Who in the elevator? Who in the elevator?
Come on.
My fault.
You
that's
in the
me?
Elevator, Dre?
Yeah, my fault. That's what I thought I was on mute.
Did you hear, about the husband's store? I talked about in the beginning of the show, you missed the husband's store. But anyway, look, we could do this all night long. We like 20 minutes over time right now. I really had a good time tonight. Well, let me say this. my man Forrest, he got his own podcast on his own outlet and everything. Forrest, what's the phone number again? Give it to him slow.
Okay, the phone number, excuse me, y'all, I got shout in my mouth. The phone number is area code 520-525-8633. Grown folks talking tomorrow between 6 and 8 p.m. I got,
yeah,
and listen, y'all, I got King David from the Billionaires Mastermind Forum. That's a highly spiritual podcast. They talk about spirituality. But anyway, tomorrow's going to be, I got King David coming on talking about quantum energy healing. That was the brother, if y'all heard me from when I first came on. He was over here. He gave me what they call, y'all, an AO scan. It's an alpha and omega scan. And it tells you about the meridians, the chakras in your body, what's out of line. All right? It tells you about your pancreas, gives you a liver scan, and it gives you a kidney scan. My liver and kidney was good. My pancreas is good. And the brother said he detected certain things in my throat and with my cardiovascular. It's little red points. He gave me a printout. And I take that printout to my particular doctor, and the doctor tells me what it means. He says nothing bad. Basically, I'm in good health. But he said, take this. And my brother just printed it out for me. That's why earlier, remember, Jeff said that was my brother? He took it over the next door to his machine, and he gave me four sheets. He said, take this to your doctor, and they'll read it out. It's about frequency and vibration with our people. And y'all know about frequency and vibration in the hood. All right? People are too impatient. People are cursing each other out. They're disrespectful with their mouth. It's a low frequency with our culture. And that's not good. You know, we don't meditate enough, and we don't eat right. And most of all, we don't treat each other right. We're very disrespectful to each other, man. You know? I just shy away from negativity now. I don't even argue no more, Jay. I don't do that no more, brother.
Hey, yo. That's how I am. I fall away from negativity. I put my energy into positive stuff. Like I said, I do the podcast every Friday. I'm the author of 7 books. I'm a writer and director of 7 movies. I just try to stay relevant because I'm a person that I always wanted people all over the world to know my name. I just didn't want to be known in Patterson. Like, that's where we based that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to make a difference. And, like, it ain't about, like, listeners and numbers and all that. When I come on this show, I come on this show for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I got supporters, I got contributors, I got donators, I got everything that come to this show. But you always gotta remember one thing in life, that wherever you at in life, you there because you put yourself there.
That's right.
Yes, I believe it.
I'm on this podcast because I put myself here. You at the job you at because you put yourself there. You drive the car that you drive because you put yourself there. No, you're the only one that could change what needs to be changed. Because you are, wherever you at in life, that's because you put yourself where you at. If you single, if you married, if you lonely, if you bored, if you desperate, if you hungry, you put yourself there. If you want to do better, like, check this out. When you woke up this morning, like, God wouldn't have woke you up if you still didn't have stuff to do in this world. Every day you wake up, you still got things to do. Don't believe that you don't. That's the reason you woke up today. You didn't wake up for nothing. You woke up because God still got things for you to do in this world. Like, I know what my gift is. I'm a writer. If you don't know what your gift is, and most people should and do, if you don't, it will come to you. If you do and you ain't using it, now that's the sin.
Mm-hmm.
My talent is writing. My talent, I've always been a good talker. That's why I'm doing the podcast. I write movies, I write books. That's my gift from God, is being a writer. Don't waste your gift, whatever it is. If you got that call you with their problems every day and complaining, see, that's your gift. You can give good advice. You can help people. Maybe you should be a social worker or a psychiatrist or something like that. Hold on 1 second. Somebody told me to.
I think you have
repeat the vegan. Hey, Forrest.
Dude.
Somebody wants you
yes,
to inbox you. They want you to repeat your phone number for the show. So repeat the phone number from your show and the time very slowly and clear, please.
Okay, family out there, listen up. Number two, the show tomorrow night, Grown Folks Talking. Express yourself. Y'all remember that record? Well, if you're old enough, you do remember that record. Google it, Charles Wright. He was a singer. Anyway, 520 area code. 525-8633. That's tomorrow night at 6 p.m., between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and y'all going to get double-treated because after me at 8:30, Grace Space, you remember them, Jay, Sister Karen, she coming on with Minister Deborah and the wellness coach, Jada, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. They come on a half an hour behind me, all right? So y'all get two shows for the price of one tomorrow night, every Saturday.
All right, y'all heard that right there. Do you know what the show is about tomorrow, Forrest?
Tomorrow, my show.
Yeah.
Can I say real quick? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to break off. I have to feed my kids, and plus I have to go to work tomorrow. But it was a pleasure meeting all of y'all and talking with y'all. Maybe we got to do this again.
Wait a minute, you feed your kids after 10 o'clock?
Next Friday.
My kid, 19
Killa.
Years old.
Yeah, but 10 o'clock. Wow.
No.
Okay.
He decided in 19 years. Look, I got off of work. I was in the car doing the podcast. He wanted to get something to eat. He a grown man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised he didn't cook his own food at 19, but hey, whatever floats the boat over there, sweetheart. I hear you. Thank you.
Hey, Sheila, it's been real, for real. From now on, I just want you to know, like, you a friend to the show. Anytime you want to tune in, Friday night, 8 to 10, just tune in. You know what I mean? We'll love to hear from you, for real.
Okay, maybe next time you're going to be all over the place.
Next time Tracy tell me she got a live wire, I'm a believer. You know what I mean? Tracy said I got my friend coming on. Tracy said I got my friend coming on, and she ain't no joke. And I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. But I mean, you know,
I mean, I wish I had this type of insight younger, but I'm grateful I got it now.
Hey, yo, it's all real. You know what I mean? I'll be looking forward to hearing from you again.
No problem, Lisa, Forrest, Deshaun. It was real nice.
Dre.
Nice meeting y'all again. Dre, I'm sorry. If you let me finish, happy birthday, Dre. Deshaun, you cut me. But...
Again, it was nice meeting you guys. Lovely talk. I had fun. Most fun I had in a minute. Just saying. I ain't got no social life. It's okay. I work. That's what I do.
That's right. Make that money, baby. Gotta make the donuts.
And who Stop don't, too. If I don't, who will?
That's right.
And don't forget, side chicks don't deserve holidays.
And Jay, I forgot the word.
Yeah, spoken, boys spoken well the real thing.
Shilla.
Yeah.
Shilla said, side chicks, stay in your position. Stay in your position. You don't deserve holidays, damn it.
You're not a side chick, right?
That's right.
If you ain't got no sound check. Hey, Jay, I meant to forget. I forgot. I would be remiss if I didn't say happy 55th birthday to Brother Dre.
Dre, yeah, 45th. 45th.
Oh, 45th. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Happy 45th, Dre.
Why don't you stop?
What happened?
you know he's young. Stop.
He has old wisdom. That's why I said 55. But you're right.
Dre, that's all right. I'm only 7 years old in dog years, so it's okay. Hey, sure. I'm
70
dog years.
Still a 51. Ex Jehovah Witness. She got one kid. She got sex toys. She's
single by choice.
And she outspoken, and she's a Libra. My bad. And she's so she ain't no joke. She ain't nobody to be played with.
No, I'm not. Got a big head, but it don't got PlayStation on it. Go ahead.
So we got to, I'm trying to make sure I didn't leave anything out tonight.
Give me one second. Matter, you don't get the fuck over one lane or the other. What's wrong with you?
Oh, you driving.
Okay, I'm back. I just had a little movie.
You're taking a son to get some.
You sound like my sister cursing people out.
No, because dude want to drive on both lanes. It's two lanes. Pick one.
That's not good.
It ain't hard to do. You got options.
That's not good. That's stress, sweetheart. That man just caused you some seconds off your life. That's not good.
That's all right. I'm sexually frustrated, Drake.
Oh, you're frustrated. Okay.
That's
stress.
Back up. Like, I feel a little aggressive.
Hey, Forrest got something for you to eat for that.
I'm trying to eat some meat.
Forrest got a heating pad for it.
He says he's sexually frustrated. What do you got for her to eat over there?
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Forrest ain't got no meat.
Jay's closer. She's in Patterson. Jay, take a break over there. Jay, you're going to stop off a Crown Fried Chicken and bring a turkey burger.
I'm going to do turkey burgers.
Or Dre might come over.
Come over to where Nork.
Oh, that's right. She's in Nork.
Chilla ain't doing nothing.
Well, Dre ain't far. He right there in Kearney. Shit, he come right over that bridge.
Dre and Kearney. Chilla just
talking. This just went over my head. Leave it here. What I miss?
Brick City.
I live in North. I'm not from North.
We got to end this. Let me see how everybody be patient for 1 second. I really, really, really appreciate everybody that tuned in and everybody that's on the links and everybody that's just listening that didn't go live. That's cool. Like I always say, long as you here, I really don't care. But I really appreciate the people that had the courage to press one and come on and sit on my hot seat and debate with me, Sheila, Tracy, because too many people won't come on here. I mean, I don't know why they're really afraid. It's just a dope conversation. You know, we all grown. But anyway, I appreciate all my supporters. Don't forget to tune in to Far Show. Dre got a show on Monday nights at 8:30, the same phone number that you call at night. Dre got a good-ass show. It's Dre and his co-host, V. Tony. She's disabled in a car accident, so it's almost Dre disabled, she is disabled. You really got to take your hat off to them and support that show on Monday nights at 8:30. And then I'll be right back here next week with some more crazy-ass topics. I'm trying to remember everything that I want to, like, I'm trying to remember everything that I be wanting to remember, but I be having so much. I be having so much in my mind, I be forgetting what I want to say sometimes because I want to share so much with everybody. I really do. Don't forget the story I told about the husband house in New York. Don't forget that. Everybody stay safe. Yo, don't forget COVID is out. I had a family member call me today and told me that they had the COVID for the third time. This shit is real. Keep your mask on. Wash your hands. I was doing that before COVID came out. So the first thing I do when I come in the house is wash my hands. I keep a mask on. Whenever I'm around people, I think I pull it up. If not, you will always see it under my chin. Please do that. We want everybody to stay safe out there. You know what I mean? And the number one thing is, even though I appreciate you here, you know, tell somebody, yo, you got to listen to this podcast on Friday night. Yo, this shit is real, or this shit is hilarious. Or this is like the rawest, or like this is some shit you never been part of before. Like, you got to call this podcast on Friday nights and check it out. You know what I mean? That way, you know what I mean? It's like, it's all promotion, and I appreciate that. Even if it's things you didn't like about the show tonight. You know what I mean? Good promotion, bad promotion, it's all promotion. I'm just here trying to entertain everybody out there for 2 hours with the help of all my listeners. Once again, I want to send a shout out to Dre. A big happy birthday. I'll call you in a minute right after I hang up from the podcast. I want to thank my sister again. Big shout out. We both went a little deep, but it's good. Because it's my show. I can do what I want to do. I want to thank caller number one who usually call on the show, but she texted me and said she's just going to listen tonight. And that take a big person, somebody who usually they come on your show and always talking, but they know and understand when it's time to just listen and sit back and chill and let other people have this, you know, have their time, you know. That's something that's like almost like unconditional love. Like when you love somebody and you love them so much that you will let them go and be with somebody else. See, that's unconditional love. Unconditional love is when you love somebody but you break up and you still got, you holding larceny in your heart or malice or hostility toward that person. But when you can let somebody go and you wish them the best to do whatever they want to do, see, then that's unconditional love. I just wanted to put that out in the air. I told the story about the husband house earlier. I hope people really understood what I mean about trying to satisfy a woman and always thinking the grass is greener on the other side. It's almost like keep what you got because you never know what's on the other side. If there's anything else I didn't touch base with, let me see before I end this. If you are a side chick, be the best side chick. You know, be the best at what you want to be the best at. But just always remember in your mind is that's not forever unless you make it forever. And forever don't always mean forever, like infinity, like everlasting, like no stop, like no ending. I mean, know your limits. Know when enough is enough. Even the greatest sports people, Willis Reed, Wilt Chamberlain, Muhammad Ali, all of them, they knew when it was time to give it up, even though they was the best at what they was the best at. So if you've been the best side chick you could be, but it's time to give it up, then give it up. I had plenty side chicks in my life. And as far as I'm concerned, all I can say is that a side chick is just a side chick. Whether you take them out for holidays, whether you tell them to take them to dinner, whether you take them to Broadway plays, whether you take them to the movies, the vacation, whatever you want to fucking do, it's still a side chick. Toys replacing men, fuck it. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Because there's nothing like being unsatisfied, unfinished business, just like it's nothing like finished business. Like, I always finish business, so I can't imagine what it feels like to not finish business. So sex toys or just sex toys. Women, should they be working to get child support? I'm not going to say yes, I'm not going to say no. But they damn sure better not be home just chasing a nigga for some money. Especially if they got babies by other men that ain't doing shit. Because females pick and choose who they want to put on child support, who they want to fuck with for money, and who they don't. That's a fact. And last but not least, can a broke man make a woman happy? Shit. You know what I got to say to that? Shit. Fuck, can a broke man make a woman happy? Can a broke man make yourself happy? Fucking hell no. A broke man, you can't even be happy. So how you going to make a woman happy? Nah, you can't do that. Nah, not at all. Nada. Fuck that. I don't even really see that. Yo, everybody, please tune in next week. You know, we'll be right back here at the same time, 8 o'clock. 563-999-3718. Thanks to Lisa. Thanks to Sheila. Thanks to Tracy. Thanks to Dre. Thanks to Forrest. Thanks to everybody. We're going to end this show. I think it'll only be fitting for the my sister and Sheila, the people that grew up being Jehovah's Witnesses, and my sister who always missed Soul Train and only caught the ending of it. Yo, peace. Everybody be safe. Next week.
trip in America. 16 non-stop minutes across the tracks of your mind into the exciting world of soul with special guest stars, the world famous Jackson 5.
Coming right back at you with a biggie by the Ohio players right after some very important messages.